Julie Anderson, also known as Brain Lady Julie, and I am here with River Easter. River, hey!
I'm
so excited to have River here. We have known each other for years now, and we've talked about having her here on the Women Entrepreneurs Podcast. And we are especially excited because this particular show, we are streaming live in the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Facebook group. And I think River is getting it streamed live on her YouTube channel. So if you are on one of those locations and you have a question, jot it in the comments, and we have somebody watching out for us to try to catch those if they pop up. So be sure to interact if you're watching live. We'd love to have your questions or your comments in there. But before we get right into the podcast, let me read River's, so to introduce you to the guest here today, let me read her bio, and then we'll ask her the real questions. So River Easter is a catalyst to help you discover the genius inside you. As a life coach, she shares her vast toolbox, which includes more than 20 years of study in neuroscience, smart cuts, and paradigm busting strategies. She has a master's in organizational development and certified life mastery consultant. Her own genius is part alchemy, part neuroscience, part conscious hacking, all woven together to help you balance and the dance between practical and magical. Through her experiential workshops and high-touch coaching programs, you will no longer play small with your life. What's stopping you from being extraordinary rather than ordinary? Nothing at all. Now that you have River on your team. Love that. River, welcome again to the Women Entrepreneurs Podcast.
Well, thank you so much, Julie, for having me. And I know I'm a big fan of Julie. She is just a wealth of information. She's able to give it to you in ways that are really easily digestible and actionable. So I'm just a big fan. So I'm honored to be here, Julie, with you.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for that endorsement. How sweet. I didn't pay her. I didn't coach her to do that. I love the topic, but before we really go into the mistakes that smart and confident women can still make, tell us a little bit, like when you read the bio, you've got a lot of different, it's kind of spackled with a lot of different things. What made you want to go into, because you were in the organizational space, but then you moved into life coaching. So kind of give us a little bit of background. What led you into this particular place that you are now with your business?
Well, I think with all of us, when we think about our journeys, right, and especially now, I think we're reinventing ourselves like five times, and even the job that you're going to be into in the future hasn't even, been created. People don't even know about it. And so that, again, it's like being resilient, but there's always this thread, right, that you follow in your life, the things that you are interested in, the things that are, that spark your interest and that you're like, oh, I want to know more about that, that you're curious about. And I think for me, I've always been really curious about human potential. And so I have studied it. I have, a long time ago, years ago, I won't say how long ago, when I first found myself in a spot in my life where it was like, I had to reinvent myself and I had to ask those questions. Well, who do I want to become? And so that has led me through all these different things and eventually led me into organization development. And I was in nonviolent communication and mindfulness and emotional intelligence. And it worked out great because in the end, I can take all of these skills that I've developed and use them to help others. And coaching people, it's one of those things that what you love to do, you're going to do it anyway, whether you get paid or not. And I was always coaching people. And my sister, I remember one time I was helping her, coaching her, and she's like, you should have one of those, you know, call-in shows. Remember back when there was, you'd call, who were those people that you called into? I can't remember them now, but anyway, those call, you'd call in.
The talk shows where you'd call in.
Get advice.
Yeah.
And so she was like, you should have one of those. Well, now look what we have. Oh, Dr. Ruth. Awesome. Yeah, that's it. Dr. Ruth and things like that. She's like, you should have that because you're just so good at it. You know what you're doing. And so eventually I found myself making some changes in my situation where I could take advantage. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to jump into coaching now. And so I, you know, life coaching, but I do professional development. I help managers or, you know, that are maybe not having the skills that they need to actually manage people and, or, in, you know, and working with teams. So I do both, I think, like leadership and also people who are entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurship, it's like the biggest personal development work that you're ever going to do.
No kidding.
And so anyway, those are sort of my domains, is both in leadership and also in entrepreneurship.
Awesome. So you kind of naturally, like, that was just something that was part of you. That's cool that you've now kind of come into that as a as an entrepreneur yourself.
Right.
So one of the things that I'm sure, and the topic of this is even smart and confident entrepreneurs, the mistakes that smart and confident entrepreneurs can still make. So confidence is obviously a theme that is, you know, is throughout your business in the different programs that you have. Why is that? What made that become a focus of some of the work that you do with your women or the leaders or the teams?
Well, I think originally why confidence was something that I paid attention to is because, especially women, because I'm a woman and I was in very male dominated professions.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're a woman and you are the only woman in the room and you get completely talked over constantly, you're going to start looking at how can I get my ideas heard in this male dominated. So I spent a lot of time sort of researching that. First, I was probably angry. I have to admit, I wasn't very back then. So I really paid attention and I was smart. You know, I knew what I was talking about. There wasn't very many people back then that had the skill set that I had, but still got talked over. And so I paid attention to it. And then as I came into coaching, my own experience was, as I'm getting out there as a entrepreneur, there was a lot of confidence issues that I had to come up against and figure out how to navigate my way around. And the reason why I say smart women is that women are really smart. If you look at the statistics, it's like women hold more upper level degrees, more PhDs, more masters than men. But we still out the gate get our earning, like, I think it starts $5,000, probably more now because I had done this research a few years ago. And so it just increases over time.
Yeah.
So that is one thing. So it kind of leads me into mistake number one.
Okay. So confidence obviously is important, but go ahead, share with us that mistake number one, because you have your life experience as well as your knowledge put together that will bring the wisdom. So what is mistake number one that smart women make?
So what, you know, when you think about this, I just want, and I would love to get some feedback from the audience. So put in there. If you feel like you're undervaluing your worth. So if you feel like you're undervaluing your worth or your expertise, or you feel like it's being undervalued, I want to hear, say yes in the chat. And yeah, so it's like that's one of the things as women do is that we undervalue our worth and our expertise.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was on a mastermind call earlier today, and they had one of the things that we were talking about, that we were all discussing amongst ourselves, was why do we not, why is it so hard to pick up that phone and make those sales calls? And it oftentimes will come down to that little voice in the back of your head, or that the base is confidence a lot of times. Like I consider myself a fairly confident person, but there are times, there we go, we have someone saying, yes, absolutely, this is the way that they feel too. And when we have that little bit of lack of confidence or faith in what we have to offer, it's going to make us undervalue ourselves. So that's a I would concur that that is a mistake that
Yes. Yeah, especially around entrepreneurs, it's around making sales call. All right, Facebook user. Yes, yeah. And so it's like really easy to undervalue your worth. And so that's one of I'm wearing this crown here because I am crowning myself the queen of confidence. That's the other thing that women do is that they sort of wait to be discovered, if you will. They wait to ask for permission. Women do extremely well in the academic world, but an academic world has completely different rules from the world of business, where you're the one that nobody's going to discover you, nobody's going to tell you you're good at something, and so you really got to value yourself and your expertise. Even if you're brand new at something, you bring something to the party.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody has their own wisdom or their own twist or their own life experience that brings that. So what is the value then of being confident? And because I would assume that one of the benefits, I should say, not value of, but one of the benefits of approaching your business as an entrepreneur with confidence in who you are and the services that you provide is going to be that you're going to charge closer to what you are worth. But what are some of the other benefits of really embracing and being confident in your skills and in your knowledge and in your expertise from your perspective?
Well, I'll just use an example because real world examples are so much better, right? They're more interesting. So, for an example, I had a client, and she was in an industry where it was she offered this like customized service, but she was comparing it against a very generic service. And so when we and so she was feeling like, well, I gotta sort of be competitive and offer the same to be competitive, I have to offer the same rate. And I said, well, wait a minute, let's look at what actually you we actually looked at what was the difference between what she offered and what they offered. And when she really got clear about where all the problems were with the generic and why her customized was so much better, that she was going to basically bring so much more value because there wouldn't be these other errors within this process. And so what she came away with it was that she was really comparing apples to oranges. It wasn't even really the same service. And then the other thing is that she got really clear about her cert, you know, why she had a customized, basically boutique service. And I think what that did for her is, one, she could see that, wow, I'm really, this is really worth something because it's saving them from all these errors. And she could confidently advocate for herself. How many of us don't advocate for ourselves? And she could, but as an entrepreneur, she could communicate her value effectively.
I love that.
Yeah. And this is super important, not just for entrepreneurs, but for the you professionals out there. Another thing that women don't do is that, well, compared to men, is that they won't apply for a job unless they sort of meet all those criteria. Whereas men, they don't. They, you know, maybe meet 60% of the criteria, but they'll still apply for the job.
Yeah.
Because they're more confident that they can figure it out and learn on the job. And so, and the other thing is that men ask for a raise way more than women, and they ask for 30% more than what a woman will ask.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? You know, it just, do you remember there was this, it's gone around a lot over the years, of a mom writing down and handing a bill to the husband or to the child for all of the services that she provides. So as women, especially if you are a wife and a mother, right, you, that for someone to hire you to do everything that you do, childcare, laundry, house cleaning, you know, receptionist, bookkeeper, right? And you start to add all that up, it's an exorbitant fee. And yet we don't always value ourselves that way. And I think it's the same thing when you look at the services that you provide as an entrepreneur. And each of us have our own, you know, little specialty. We have our own little nuance or our own little thing that we bring to the table. That point of differentiation that makes you a little bit different than the other person. And that's what you have to really put your highest value on, because that's what makes you unique. And that's, as you said, with your client, that's what they can't go get anywhere else.
Mm-mm.
Right. So you need to figure that out and then really, really look at all of the services that you provide, right? All of the things that you cover. And I mean, if you're sending somebody templates, that's a value, that's a service, right? So if you're a coach and you provide your clients with templates, with, you know, idea leads, or, you know, social media leads, or all these different things that you wind up providing, then you're going to come out with a lot. I just had our producer, wonderful Kelly, popped in, for example, insure.com figures the wage a mom should earn for the 18 or so jobs she must tackle throughout the day was 126,000 plus. So, and that's just in your mom capacity, but all you women entrepreneurs out there are probably in the mom and the wife capacity as well. So you have a really high value. And I think sometimes we have to list our own value out and start really paying attention to everything that we do.
And one of the ways that you can do this, because we want to know how to avoid this, right? That's why we're here. We want these gold nuggets. So one of the ways that you can do this is that you can start writing down your accomplishments, and they don't have to be big accomplishments. Okay. Just start writing down your accomplishments that you have, your successes, because this is going to help you develop an abundant mindset. And when you have a more abundant mindset, then you are going to be able to do things that you wouldn't normally do, taking risks. Like, say, for example, I'm crowning myself a queen on live, wherever I am.
Right.
So I'm doing something that was maybe considered risky, right? Or I could wear my googly glasses. Where are those? Those are even better. The other is that I took a risk by, I think I'm on live on my YouTube channel. So, I mean, I've never done that before, but I just thought, hey, I'll try it. It's because I'm working with developing an abundant mindset. So I'm more likely to take risks. And that's what women need to do, is they need to step out. Don't wait for somebody to, you know, discover you or say, hey, why don't you step up and do this? No, women really need to take more risks and really be okay. And then also just what you say, identify your strengths. And yeah. you do this well with your assessment, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's things that people are really good at and they play. That's considered play for them. There's like my daughter, she is such an amazing organizer. She just does things so fast. And that's her skill set. She's also the master coordinator, right? That's not mine. I'm like the idea creative.
Yeah, that innovator. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And so get your, you know, you have your skill set and use it. Use it to help others.
And own it, right? Own it. Because own so it. Often we criticize ourselves for things that are natural brain wiring or our natural gifted things. And we're like, oh, I talk too much. As an extroverted auditory female, of course I'm going to talk a lot because that's one of my gifts. But you know, you get in your head and you say, oh, well, maybe I talk too much. And that's just a little example, right? And every single person tends to do that. And I think for women, much more than men, partially because of society and the, you know, there's these, to be honest, unreal examples that we see in social media or on reality TV. And we're constantly using that as a mirror, right? Instead of comparing ourselves to ourselves and trying to be better ourselves, we're comparing ourselves to them. And we don't know the whole story of them, but that tends to break down our confidence. You know, why don't I look like that? Why can't I make that much money? Why don't I speak like that? Why don't I articulate like that? Why don't I? And you have to stop doing that because that breaks down your confidence.
Right. And I really, you know, perfectionism, procrastination, but just like you're procrastinating making the sales calls or your follow-up calls. That has to do, of course, with an underlying fear. And, you know, so it's really about one, owning your value and being able to take those small risks because they're going to seem scary at first. Take those risks and know that version one is better than version none.
Ooh, I like that.
It's true. I like that. It's trademarked here by the Queen of Confidence, version one. No, <I don't. laughs>
That's beautiful. So when we go on this, you said we talked about number one mistake. What's another mistake that smart, confident women, let's say they're confident, let's say lack of confidence or owning their worth isn't necessarily a mistake. What's another thing that might be holding them back?
I think that one of the mistakes that women make is really failing to create a strategic action plan. And I was in strategic planning for forever. So it's like one of those things where I don't even think about like, oh, I'm just like, you know, you're good at it, right? The way that you think about it. Yes. But really having a strategic plan and then being able to implement that plan on a daily consistent basis.
Yeah.
That's the key. I mean, how many of you were really good at like, oh, I got a great idea. You work really hard at it. And then you just kind of forget about it for a while. I mean, hey, I was guilty of that. Because we're creative, right? We get going and then pretty soon we've totally forgotten about it. And so it's like that developing that strategic plan, having it in front of us, going down to actionable steps. Like say, for example, I had fear of failing. Very, very good. That's a definitely one fear that we have. And I just want to say that we need to reframe failure as that it's part of our learning experience.
It's an education, not a failure. Yeah,
exactly. Thomas Edison, I didn't have 10,000 failures. I had 10,000 experiments. So I don't know, for me, if I say I'm going to experiment with this and see if this works, I'm experimenting. I'm doing a live on YouTube. We'll see if it works or not. We don't know what happens. Yeah. And so I just really like to reframe it. It's just all part of learning. I mean, just think about a baby. I have grandkids right now, so I can really, it's like, they don't just like try to walk once and fall down a few times and go, well, guess I'm not a walker. not for me.
Yeah.
Right. They continue to learn until they do it.
Yeah. And very true.
Yeah. So, and I think that when you don't have a plan, it's really easy to get overwhelmed.
And
you're not sure what to do. And so just another example of a client of mine, she got super clear. She had a strategic plan, but she got overwhelmed about, how do I implement the next step? And so we really got clear about step one, step two, step three, and then even broke down those steps into smaller ones. So she had a really actionable plan for the month. She called me back. She's like, oh my God, I've been so productive. And I was so motivated. So the more clear you are, the more motivation that you will have and the more productive you will be.
Yeah. And you have to, I like that you said you know, one, two, three, and then you break them into smaller. The brain has a really hard time, putting on the brain lady hat here. You know, the brain has a really hard time with a list of 20 things. And so when you have this big, long list, to-do list or action steps or all of these things you want to accomplish in your business, it's not that you don't need to get them accomplished. It's that if you have too many of them in the forefront, or too many of them that you're trying to work on at once, you literally engage the fear center in the brain. And the second you engage the fear center in the brain, because the brain looks at it as overwhelm. The brain goes, wait a minute, I don't have the brain energy. I don't have the focus. I don't have the time to do this. And therefore, it's going to cause this human that I'm supposed to protect a lot of stress, and I don't want this human to feel stress. So therefore, I'm going to distract them, or I'm going to procrastinate. So breaking it down into, the brain likes chunks of three. For whatever weird neuroscience reason, the brain responds well. It can hold on to three. It can grab three without feeling that overwhelm. So have your three main things that you want to focus on a daily basis. And sometimes those main items may have a few items underneath them, subcategories, so to speak. But when you keep it in that simple form of just three, you may have 21, but that's okay. You put it into seven sections of three. And if you get these three accomplished, great. You can pull out the next set of three, but only allow your brain to really focus on or be concerned about completing three at a time. That's going to help you to be, you know, put that in your action plan, and that's going to help it to be a lot more, you're just going to get more accomplished in the long run.
You need to reduce your cognitive load.
Absolutely.
There's even an app called Commit to Three.
I love it.
Yeah. And you just put, I'm going to do these three things today. Mm-hmm. I personally have to write it down. I have to write my three things down, because I'll be like starting on my first one. I'll go to my phone to get something. I'll get distracted 5 hours, not 5 hours, but you know what I mean? Wait a second. I need it right in front of me on my desk to remember. So I think that's a really important, is having structures in place to keep the brain focused, refocused.
Yep.
Okay, so I know I want to get to this next one, and notice I only have three. See, aren't I?
You're good. Okay, give us the third, and then we're going to tell listeners how to get in contact with you.
So one of the things that women fail to do is really neglecting not managing their mindset. Did you know that women have 30% more activity in their brain? I mean, you probably know this, Julie. Yeah. So 30% more activity, brain activity. So, hey, women, it's scientifically proven that you do think more than men. However, we use it against us. That's really what we do. Instead of actually using it in our favor, priming our brain with our goals and using our mindset, our thoughts in a way that are aligned with the truth of who we are, which we're amazing beings. But what we do is that we use it in anxiety producing thoughts, like negative self-talk, or we worry, or we do self-doubt or second guess. How many second guess or doubt themselves until they finally just do nothing?
Oh, so true. So true.
Right? We get a good idea and we think, well, that's a great idea. I'm going to ask a couple of people, or I'm going to ruminate. Oh my God. Ruminating. Women ruminate way too much. We got to stop that ruminating and just get into action and take a few risks and believe in yourself more. And it's interesting because confidence is a skill that you can develop, but in order to develop confidence, it's about action.
Yeah.
And so you need to take action. You need to recalibrate your nervous system on a regular basis by taking 3 nice deep breaths. I like to take a nice deep breath in through my nose and into my belly. And then when I blow out I breathe out through my mouth as if I'm breathing out through a straw. That will actually, and take 3 of those, and I like to close my eyes. It helps to recalibrate your nervous system, which gets you into your thinking brain, where you can actually have access to your higher cognitive function. So whenever you see yourself worrying, doubting, really pause and take those 3 nice deep breaths and say, what can I do? What action step can I do right now that's going to move me forward in the direction of my vision?
I love that. And you might add, first, I'm going to apologize for the little animals in the room. The dogs are running around back and forth. So if it's a little noisy, a little distracting, I apologize for that. But, you know, that's real life when you run a business from your house. I'll add to that. Once you do those 3 breaths, do a couple of breaths exhaling with your nose out through your nose as well, because neuroscience scans show that that fires up the front quadrant of the brain, which is where your cognitive thought is. And so you want to just stop and think. When we run on emotion, that's when we get overtaken by that anxiety, or we get too nervous to pick up the phone, or we walk away with that stack of things you need to do and just go, I can't even handle it. That's when we get overwhelmed, when we go from the emotion. So I love that. I love that. Okay. I want to be sure that I'm appreciative of everyone's time who is watching or listening later on. I want for people to know how they can get in touch with River. So you can go to rivereaster.com. Mm-hmm. That is her website. And you can get in contact with her. You can also, she's generously offered a private, a introductory kind of coaching session, right?
It's specifically to help people get more clear about what they would love more of in their life. Because you ask people, what do I want? They're like, I don't know, but I don't want. And so I can really help you get more clear about what you would love in your life and uncover some maybe hidden blocks that are undermining your success that you're not even really aware of. And then come up with some customized action steps for you to start moving in the right direction. And people leave these sessions feeling motivated, feeling inspired, and ready to take action. So they're super valuable. I would really highly recommend that you take that bold step And because that's one of the major questions that I have is people are like, well, I'm not clear on what I need to do in order to move forward on getting what I want. And so that's where I really have this session is specifically designed for that.
I love that. I love that. And then you also have a couple of other things. We will put these things in the show notes as well. You can get a free affirmations that she has. We'll have that. It's kind of a long, I'm not going to read the entire link, but the link will be down in the show notes as well. Go ahead.
The others, I just want to say, I do have like not only confidence affirmations, but some confidence boosting actions to take.
Ooh, I like that. So take advantage of that. You can shoot her an email if you have some questions at river@rippleeffectconsulting.com. So lots of different ways that you can connect and interact with River. And for those of you if you're watching this live, you are in the group already. Be active, engage, get involved in the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire environment and group that we have here. We are we.extraordinaire is on our socials, right? So Instagram and then in Facebook, we have the group. We'd also love for you to like and share this information. Give us a little bit of social media love and share it out. And check out our new website, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. That is all plural, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. We are building that out, the community out there as well. And we are getting ready to launch a private group where you can get involved and you can get all kinds of education and get all types of answers to your questions by some amazing experts. So check that out. Stay connected with us. If you have, thank you. We have an amazing co-authored book that we have put together, and we are looking for some dynamic women who want to tell their story. That is our Women Excelling Everywhere book. It is what sparked your passion and your success, and we would love to have you tell your story and share it. The link is there. You can just go to womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. And we're under book. Just look at book on the tab and you will find Women Excelling Everywhere and more information on that. If you have any questions about the show, ideas for the show, or you want some information on the group in general, shoot us an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire or reach out to our liaison, Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. And once again, River, thank you so much for sharing the crown with us and helping us to build our confidence and being the guest here on the Women Entrepreneurs Podcast.
All right. Thank you so, so much.
Absolutely. And as I like to finish up every one of my podcasts, because I believe it in my heart that I want this for you. I want this for everyone. I want you to take a nice deep breath in. Go out into the world and simply enjoy every moment.